This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Noreen Mulville. She's with My Heart, My Life, director of West Michigan office of the American Heart Association. And we're going to be chatting about Heart Prize at the Bob, the Lifestyle Challenge Award nominations, and Heart Walk. How are you doing today, Noreen?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So what exactly is My Heart, My Life?
My Heart, My Life is a wellness platform that the American Heart Association rolled out a couple years ago. And it focuses on things like childhood obesity. It also has some corporate wellness programs in there. But really what we're trying to do is not just focus on getting people out one day a year to walk, but it's a year-round process of wellness, mm-hmm. including eating healthy and exercising.
Sure. A lifestyle.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a Heart Prize drawing project, Art Prize this year at the Bob. Can you tell me about the piece and what the message it conveys is?
Absolutely. We're really excited to have the Bob feature these pieces. But what it is we're having second, third, and fourth graders have drawn pictures about what they think heart health means. Mm-hmm. And they're also writing a little bit of a sentence about what that means. So not only are we bringing the kids art into the community and featuring it in that prominent location, but we're really spreading the heart health word to the younger kids.
Okay.
I don't know if I still think that the whole recycling thing went over so well because we started in preschool. So we're thinking if we can get these messages out, that's really going to impact 10, 15 years down the road what people are doing, and we're really excited to have that.
Get them on the right path early.
Exactly. And the pieces look so cool down there, too.
Now, where exactly can they see that at the Bob?
They're going to be featured all around the fence on the outside of the Bob. And if you miss it there, we're actually bringing them all to the Heart Walk itself, and we'll have them hanging in the kids' tent as well.
Okay. And that is an Art Prize piece that people can actually vote on as well, correct?
There isn't a voting. It's really just
There's
a display.
Okay.
Will be up the whole time during Art Prize. So when you're down there checking all the things out, go ahead and look at them as well.
Okay. Now, were these kids all from the same school?
No, they're not necessarily. I know Northview Public Schools is heavily involved, but we do have them from all kinds of different places, different organizations, after school, things like that.
Now, I also understand you'll be taking nominations for the Lifestyle Challenge Award until October 6th.
We are. This is it's an award for anyone that you know in the last 12 months who has made healthy lifestyle changes, losing weight, exercising more, you know, parking further away from the door, drinking more water, anything of that. Of course, quitting smoking is a huge one. And we really want to award them. So Priority Health is sponsoring this, and we will give an award at the event itself.
Okay.
But we want to put all the stories up to really inspire change in all the other walkers that are attending, because often when you read someone else did it, you think, oh, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really want to reward good behavior and spread the word to inspire others to make change.
Now, where does one go to nominate, and what makes somebody a good choice, in addition to what some of the things you mentioned were?
The award form can be found on the Grand Rapids HeartWalk.org web page, and you could also call our office if you would like. It's 285-1888, and we can get that award sheet out to anyone who's interested. Mm-hmm. But really, it's any of the lifestyle things that you can think of, whether it's, you know, getting your screenings or lowering cholesterol or not smoking. It's all, you know, eating better, drinking more water, exercising more. Could be some, it could be all, any of those.
So Grand Rapids HeartWalk.org is where they would go to find the nomination form.
Yes.
Okay. And what do the winner or the winners receive?
They will actually receive a plaque on stage at the Heart Walk itself coming up on October 13th.
Okay. Now, getting to the Heart Walk, you've got that coming up, as you mentioned, at Annapolis Park. Can you tell me a bit what's planned for this year?
Absolutely. We are planning on having about 1,500 people out and walking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, it's at Anabawan Park, and we love having it right downtown along the river. There'll be a 1, 2, or 3 mile route. We sort of like to meet people where they are on their fitness level.
Okay.
We also have some survivors of stroke and heart disease that maybe can't go the whole 5K.
Mm-hmm.
So we give options. From 8 to 9 is registration, but it's also a lot of fun activities focused on education and wellness, but we'll like a Zumba demonstration.
Okay.
We'll have a band, lots of kids type activities, face painting and bounce house and guess the calories, things like that, that really focus around
mm-hmm.
health, but
mm-hmm.
are really fun for people to do as well.
Okay. Now, folks who want to take part in the walk, do they have to sign up ahead of time at GrandRapidsHeartWalk.org?
They can. The other thing that's really fun is that your radio stations all have teams, and if they register through the radio station's team, which is on your radio station's webpage,
sure.
then they will be able to come to our media tent day of the event, which
okay.
will be next to the stage, to pick up
okay.
a prize from us.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, folks who are listening to Channel 957 or The River can take part in that then.
Absolutely.
And then how much are you guys looking to raise this year?
Our goal is to raise $225,000.
Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
So this is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square. I've been joined by Noreen Mulville, and she is with My Heart, My Life. She's the director of the West Michigan Office of the American Heart Association, and we're chatting about the Heart Prize exhibit at the Bob during Art Prize. You can check that out. And the Lifestyle Challenge Award nominations. Nominations on that are open until October 6th. You can go to GrandRapidsHeartWalk.org and make a nomination. And we're also chatting about the Heart Walk October 13th at Anabawan Park. Thank you so much for joining me, Noreen.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it.